USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The deal to exchange basketball star Brittany Griner for convicted Russian arms dealer Victor Boot is raising eyebrows and more because former Marine Paul Whelan was not included in the one-for-one deal. Whelan has been detained by the Kremlin since 2018. He's currently serving a 16-year prison sentence for espionage. He denies the accusations, and U.S. officials denounced his trial as unfair. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy criticized the deal to Fox News.
He left a Marine behind. It's made us weaker, yeah. It's made Putin stronger, and it's made Americans more vulnerable.
Elizabeth Whelan, Paul Whelan's sister, also raising concerns. Her focus was on foreign governments taking Americans for political purposes.
Hostile, weak foreign nations taking Americans prisoner and holding them as hostages. This has to stop, and my brother needs to come home.
Whelan speaking to CBS News. As far as Griner, she's receiving an evaluation at a military medical facility in Texas, routine for those who were held captive. A spokesperson for the State Department says their focus on ensuring Griner and her family's well-being are prioritized. A Tennessee man will spend at least 5 years in federal prison for assaulting officers during the January 6th insurrection. 35-year-old Ronald Sandlin was also sentenced to 3 years of supervised release and ordered to pay a $2,000 restitution. A former Minneapolis police officer was sentenced in state court for his role in the death of George Floyd. Alexander Kung pleaded guilty in October to aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter. He appeared via video from federal prison in Ohio as he received his 3.5-year sentence from the state. Kung knelt on Floyd's back. Derek Chauvin knelt on Floyd's neck. Protests among attendees and walkouts by some colleagues marked the return of Los Angeles City Councilman Kevin DeLeon to chambers Friday. He laid low for more than 2 months after he was recorded in a racist conversation. USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian forces have turned the eastern city of Bakhmut into ruins, adding that the situation remains very difficult in several frontline cities and the Donetsk and Luhansk provinces of the Donbas. The latest in Putin's 9-month war centers on the four provinces that he illegally annexed to the Russian Federation in late September. 2 years before Andrew Bing carried out a mass shooting at the Walmart he worked for in Chesapeake, Virginia, the Wall Street Journal reports the company looked into workplace complaints against him.
Last month, the man killed 6 co-workers and left 4 others injured before fatally shooting himself. 2 lawsuits have been brought against the company by employees who survived the attack, alleging the company mishandled the man's pattern of disturbing workplace behavior. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Soccer journalist Grant Wall is being remembered as someone who not only covered the game's big stories, but for helping to popularize the sport in America. Wall wrote for Sports Illustrated for more than 2 decades before setting out on his own online. He was covering his 8th World Cup when he fell back in his seat in the reporter section of Lusail Stadium. Wall was just 48 years old. Also being remembered, retired Air Force Colonel Joseph Keitinger, whose 1960 parachute jump stood as a world record for more than 50 years. He died Friday at the age of 94. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.